who thinks he has you.
Hello.
That was very in unison.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Dual Degree Hour. Just so you guys know, this is WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and by that I mean it's the Dual Degree Hour, and it's on Tufts
This is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I apologize, I'm not wearing my glasses. I thought I knew it.
No, you're doing a great job. We just need to say the station ID. Anyway, this is our final episode. It's our final show of the semester.
Yeah, it is.
Next semester, we'll have a different time, hopefully.
That's the aim. Let's do a lot of quality control.
Oh, yes. We need to get our volunteer hours in so that we are not able to get a show.
Yes.
So we'll see. But yes. Anyway, we're gonna have an intro song pretty soon. To preface it, we've been watching almost exclusively Glee.
Just like marathons of Glee. And we're going by Annabelle's, you know, progression through the show, so I'll just hop in every couple of episodes and feel completely unacclimated to the plot, because it's so wild. So much happens in that show. But we're not going to play you something from Glee, because Glee is... yes. Because Glee is...
Bad.
It's bad. There's no other way to describe it. It's just bad. But instead, we'll be playing you a song from Pitch Perfect, a significantly better singing-based movie.
Which we also watched.
We watched Pitch Perfect to almost heal from the Glee experience a little bit, to raise our standards.
I would say that it did heal me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did. I have felt rejuvenated ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I have better skin.
Mm-hmm.
I have healthier bowels.
Cute.
And that's what Pitch Perfect will do to you, and I do stand by that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a perfect movie.
It is.
It really is. I can attest to that as someone who has watched it 3 times sequentially.
Yeah, it holds up. It is one of those movies that you can watch over and over and over again until you've memorized everything that happens and still love it.
Mm-hmm. Except you can't sing along.
I'm sorry, I told Emma to stop singing along because there are too many songs.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just want to listen to the Bard and Bellas sing the rendition.
Totally fair, especially when we're at a school like Tufts University where the Bard and Bellas are directly paralleled by the Jackson Jills.
It was also
it's kind of
after
whack.
Quiet hours. And
it is true.
Well,
Emma doesn't lightly sing along. Emma, like, because Emma's a good singer, so, like, she knows how to actually sing. So instead of doing, like, the normal thing that everybody else does where they're like, she like knows what's up, and so she performs,
which is incredibly entertaining, and I love it. However,
quiet hours.
Yes, anyway, we're on aux one.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, you just go and switch it up on me, but it's okay.
So this is the Bard and Bella's pool mashup with Just the Way You Are and some other song, which I can't see because it's on the title and the title is too small. Here we go.
Make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair, her hair. hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
I was thinking about her, thinking about me, thinking about us, what we gon' be. Open my eyes, it was only just a dream.
She don't see what I see, but every time she asks me to, I'm a girl.
It was only just a dream.
When I see so your I travel face by down the road, and when she come back, no one knows.
So, isn't that such a bop?
It is.
No, I agree.
Were you asking the audience?
What?
Were you asking the audience? Or
yes.
Our
it's a rhetorical question.
Home. We're
it's
doing
a,
great.
It's a rhetorical question that,
that I
doesn't really need to be answered, but also could be answered
mm-hmm.
quietly to yourself, along with us. Which is how I imagine everyone is doing this when, mm-hmm. when they hear, they're like, okay, Emma asked Annabelle a question, you know, like,
do I agree?
What color is your favorite pig?
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
And they will answer alongside with Annabelle. It's an interactive activity.
Yes, mm-hmm. because I am the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But Maggie too.
Indubitably.
Like, you know.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Maggie's also a voice of the people.
Yes. I think that we all hold rather strong opinions, but those opinions are reflective of what people actually feel. moving on to a segment that is focused entirely on opinions.
Yes.
Slaps and flaps
I have some just, strong opinions for today.
Yes,
so
just
you know.
The strongest opinions that we deserve to have. does anyone want to begin with a slap of the week? What really slapped?
Can I just preface with a flap
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
I think you both will relate to?
Yes.
I use the panini maker on a daily basis, sometimes twice daily basis, and they've been broken in Carm and Duwick for a week. I thought,
it's unacceptable.
I thought, I normally go to the ones
unacceptable.
In Duwick, right? And I thought, maybe I can get my panini fix by going to Carm.
That's commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And their panini maker is also broken. And I've never been so, I think you showed me this meme.
Yes.
I've never been so betrayed in my life. Mm-hmm. It's my time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I need a panini maker. It's finals week.
It's finals mm-hmm. week.
I almost exclusively consume paninis mm-hmm. for lunch.
Fair.
Yes.
As one might, should
As
do.
One mm-hmm. should do. Because the lunch options are terrible
mm-hmm.
if you don't eat paninis. Anyway, I'm really sad. That's my preface.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys can go for some
but,
happier
So just
news.
Flap. Mm-hmm. No slap.
I have a slap for later.
Yeah.
Why not just
keep? Oh, I could just say what it is now. Well, I've been eating a lot of packs because the panini maker is broken and I like the pack sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given my slap to the PAX sandwiches before, but I'm gonna do it again because mm-hmm. the staff is so nice, and there's this one woman there who puts so many red onions onto my sandwich, and if you know me, you know that I love onions, and I think she's the love of my life because she just puts so many onions onto my sandwich.
Valid. It's a valid love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's all you need in life. You need somebody who supports your red onion appreciation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
She started to know me because I go almost every day and I order the same thing every day.
Chickpea salad sandwich.
Chickpea salad sandwich on a bagel with just onions because I don't...
Is the bagel toasted?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't.
Can you ask?
I should ask, but I'm perfectly fine with it being untoasted too, because it's just such a good sandwich. Mm-hmm. And see, the red onions add the crunch. Mm-hmm. The red onions add this crunch no matter if the bagel is toasted or not.
Mm-hmm. The chickpea salad sandwich is like the perfect sandwich. And by that I mean it's almost not a sandwich. It's almost like chickpea salad that you're just eating with like what some bread mixed in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
Like the chickpea salad is just so strong that it lifts the bread off of itself while it enters your mouth.
No, what I mean,
I don't know if
I mean the ratio of chickpea
that's what salad
to I just don't think that that will ever outweigh the bread. Like,
well,
you have to have.
If you've ever, have you eaten the sandwich or have you just seen me?
No, I have had the sandwich before.
Never eaten or seen you guys eating it.
You should try it.
Would
because
recommend.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. And they also scoop like an egregious amount of chickpea salad onto the sandwich, mm-hmm. which is why Maggie is saying that.
Yes.
There's so much chickpea. Mm-hmm.
There's so much chickpea salad on this sandwich that by the time you finished, so much chickpea salad has fallen out into your bowl that you can just eat a side of chickpea salad.
Okay,
so
that's valid. That's valid.
Yeah, that's why I get chips, so then you can scoop up the remaining chickpea salad and then crunch, crunch, crunch. It's so good.
Inventive.
Yeah, that's
what
you
goodness.
Get when you eat only exclusively chickpea salad sandwiches for a week.
Mm-hmm. That's
so you gain this insight.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yes.
That's my flap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Flap.
Well, I will go next since I am in this circle, I guess. I keep trying to think of a slap that isn't this, but it's the only thing I can think of, is my own ingenuity in creating the best pasta dish.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what is there.
It's incredible.
Like, the other night, they had this one that was like a penne with, like, some tomatoes or something. It was, like, pretty good. It had some, like, Parmesan on it.
Oh, it had, like, broccoli, too.
Yeah. And then I added pesto and more Parmesan and this, like, tomato primavera sauce.
Yeah.
Mixed it all together.
You got some other kind of cheese, too, from the salad bar.
Yeah.
And it looked so good.
It was.
I wish I had the engineering skill. Oh, chutzpah. Yes, that too. But alas, do not.
It's okay. Yeah. We don't all do. Anyways, I'm sorry.
It's valid. It's correct.
I don't know. I guess it's just survival tactics that you gain when you spend 3 years at boarding school. But I also have a flap.
Oh.
Which would be okay, like I'm so torn because like I wanna give it to some burritos that I've recently got from Hodgdon, which was probably my slap like 4 weeks ago. But like it's been slipping. And I love Hodge. Like, do not get me wrong. Hodge is my favorite place to eat by far because of the selection and the niceness of everyone working there. But sometimes people don't know how to roll a burrito and
it's
it falls
true.
Apart in your hands. And, like, it's just like, if it wouldn't fit, tell me.
Are you quoting Bo Burnham?
I am
now?
Quoting Bo Burnham. Nobody wants a messy burrito.
No, it's true.
It's true. And like, it's also just that like, the rice has no flavor, so don't put an overwhelming amount of rice in ratio to your veggies, in ratio to your beans. Like, you can't mess that up. You can't mess up the ratio. Mm. Anyways. So that's all I have to say. Move on before I start crying.
Okay. So, beginning with a hard slap, Annabelle and I had our last pollinators class yesterday. And Professor Rachel Bonin brought in these delicious cookies that were shaped like flowers and flies and butterflies and bees. The only difference between the flies and the bees was that the bees had two wings, or two sets of wings.
Two sets of wings.
Two sets of wings.
Yes, we stand fly representation.
We stand as a differentiation pollinators. Between hoverflies and bees, because they look so similar. And in many ways, they are very similar, aren't yes. they?
Well, she didn't say hoverflies. I have to particularly vouch for flies that aren't hoverflies.
Don't vouch for the Midas fly. You're
I will
terrifying.
Vouch for the Midas fly. I love the Midas fly.
The Midas fly
you can sue me.
Was created by Satan.
No.
Okay.
Who was... Okay.
I will serve as the mediator mm-hmm. between you two. Annabelle, 1 second to defend the Midas fly.
1 second?
I was gonna say one
okay,
minute.
Okay, your second's up. It's my no, turn. It's no, the size of your hand.
No, okay. So Midas flies can get up to 1.5 inches, sure. However, that being said, they're still an incredible...
1.5 inches is not that big. Oh, is that one?
Yeah, imagine...
I am Canadian. Okay. I don't understand inches. I don't understand the metric system.
It can get up Wait, to be the, about the whatever, size imperial. Of like half of your hand. So like your fingers, your longest finger long can be the size of Midas fly. However, most Midas flies are not that large, especially certain Midas flies that live in the United States. Many of them are very endangered, especially the Dehli Sands Desert Flower-Loving Fly, which is currently... on the endangered list. It's the only mm-hmm. species of fly on the endangered list. And
how?
Because
how
there are only
that bad?
500 of them left.
No, but how? How is it that bad at like life?
Oh, because it only lives in like this 40 in 40 square miles in this one part right next to LA where development and land is so highly valued mm-hmm. and they live only there. Mm-hmm. So
they can't move anywhere else. They just live in this one super specific part
yes.
of LA.
So they need to be protected anyway. Mm-hmm. Because there's
okay,
still
but, like think about it like there is one thing in this world that has not failed in the plight of
Are
development.
You gonna advocate for, like, survival of the fittest?
No. I'm saying that, like, insects, like, are still, like, outnumber humans, like, 17 to 1.
Yeah, but that being said, I also don't know where you got that number.
It's totally fake. It's like, it's way more than that. It's probably like 5,000 to 1.
Yeah. I was like, that's correct.
There'd be like a lot of, there'd be very few bugs.
Yeah. I could see it in your eyes when you were like, oh, I'm leading up to a statistic, but I don't have one. 17 to 1. Yeah, that sounds right.
No. Yeah, so 17 to 1.
Incorrect. That being said, different insects are not necessarily like, You can't lump all the insects together.
But
many insects are very specialist.
Flies are necessary. They're very good pollinators, and they eat bugs sometimes. And mm-hmm.
they are bugs.
Mm-hmm. They eat bad bugs. They can't sting you. They ain't gonna hurt mm-hmm. you. But
okay, just continue. To counter your Midas fly points, I read your paper. And in that, you outline that a lot of your family of flies are doing pretty well. They're not struggling.
Most Midas flies are doing well.
Yeah, it's just this one very specific species of Dehli Sands fly that has been like, nope, this is our like tiny little area that we live in, nowhere else. And then they're just like, which is devastating. It honestly is. But imagine you're just going about your day, being a human being, you know, doing your own little thing, and all of a sudden a fly the size of your middle finger just buzzes into your eye line, and you're like, whoa,
I would jump off of a cliff.
Yes, imagine
mainly no. just to save myself.
They don't fly all that often. They mostly walk, and they only live
for... Aww, they actually move the other side. Why? That's so cute. Actually, I like that. I'm sorry, the main thing that irritates me about insects is that they fly.
Me too.
I
hate flying insects. I mm-hmm. think they're the worst. I have a fear
of moths. I also don't like
moths.
Insects that move very quickly.
Same. Yeah. It's so scary. I'm fine with a spider.
Which is why if you said they ran,
no.
But if
they
just
mosey along, and they don't live for very long. They only live for like a few days as adults. They live for about 2 years as larvae. Depending.
Oh, that's a horrible. Imagine having to be like a baby for most of your life.
That sounds sick. I'm sorry. That sounds sick.
But being a larva, like,
don't
can you like
don't even try. You don't have to do anything. Yeah. You just larva just around. Eat.
Yeah.
Very fair.
You just eat.
Okay.
They eat grubs, which makes them a very important pest control agent.
Sorry. We need to stop talking about this.
Okay, yeah,
because it's been going on for like 10 years. But
did you finish yourself?
I don't really have like a massive flap for this week. I think that
yeah, you do. You do. You definitely do. I'm sorry. The food is not that good here.
Okay.
To not have a flap.
I just haven't had a lot of dining hall food.
Yeah, you have.
I've
been with you.
Yes, but my like ratio of dining hall to Hodge this week has been off. Let me think. I've been less adventurous.
Okay, remember that breakfast where we went there and there was barely anything and I had a plate full of hash browns? What did you have?
What did I have?
See, it's so memorable.
I had eggs. And then
it looked so bad.
Maggie's the only person I know on this planet who eats dining hall eggs except for athletes.
Hey, I like the eggs here.
That's concerning and problematic.
I take it back. You know what? You just have too low of standards.
They don't use powdered eggs here.
I don't trust eggs that are made by someone else.
I need to eat eggs.
If I see someone making eggs, like, that's fine. I don't know why you just say
that. The idea that refusing to eat somebody else's eggs is a symptom of fascism.
Symptom?
Not symptom. I guess.
Think about it. Would Donald Trump eat foreign eggs?
Yes. Trump would eat anything you put in front of him.
Oh, snap.
Oh. Anyway, continue.
Oh. What? I need to eat eggs. I have an exceptionally low protein intake.
As do I, but I make my own eggs. I just make myself scrambled
eggs. What if Hodge doesn't have any eggs?
I make scrambled eggs. Did you not just hear what I just said?
Well, what if Hodge doesn't have any eggs?
Oh, like it hasn't for the past week in which I've been suffering because I haven't eaten any eggs?
See, you know what would rectify that? Eating dining hall
I
eggs.
I refuse.
And then also, I've eaten a lot of bagels. So
tasty.
I did have a subpar serving of popcorn shrimp, which was
so bad. Imagine you go to a dining hall and you eat popcorn shrimp. I couldn't do it.
They've had that out for a while. They've had popcorn shrimp. Like
that popcorn shrimp is a week old.
Yeah, I was gonna say like they've had popcorn shrimp offered for like a few days in a row.
No,
I always get excited. I'm like, is this potato? And then I look and I'm like,
it's potato chips.
But it's popcorn shrimp. And I'm like, what dingus
is eating
this?
I think the problem is that Maggie, I think the problem is that no one ate it, and that's why they put it out multiple days.
That they were just really pushing the popcorn shrimp because it was good. So I was like, well, I gotta give this a try. And so I put it inside my mouth, and now it makes a lot of sense that it was
classic
a couple days old.
Mistake.
Because shrimp doesn't taste like that. And I was like, ooh.
Sorry, this was not your immediate flap. You still tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. They're like, well, it was fried. It was food. That's enough for me.
This is when it becomes so clear that Maggie is from London. Like, I feel like,
yeah, you don't eat real food. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have standards. I forgot.
Yeah, I feel like the entire UK, but in particular England, just does not. Like, it's just, if they can put mashed potatoes.
Two words.
With some form of
haggis.
Sausage.
That's only one word.
Honestly, I think haggis is probably one of the better foods you can find. like the most inventive.
You know what?
I do know
inventive.
Inventive
yeah.
is the word I'm looking for. Inventive foods. That you
it
can
might.
Get.
It might have flavor.
It does.
I wouldn't.
According had? No. Hey, according hey. To my father, probably. Mm, if
bangers,
my father would chime in, I don't know if they would
chime in.
There's bangers and mash
flavor.
Is good. Okay.
It sounds. Like a weird euphemism.
It's just sausage and mashed potatoes.
No, but that could be. See, the thing is, like, the thing about bangers and mash, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. It's a real food.
No, I know. But it could be any bangers, it could be any mash. The quality is not something that is, like, you know.
Regulated.
It's like it could be good sausage, therefore good bangers and mash.
Yeah.
Or it could be bad sausage. Like there's things like that are just always
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but if you're,
and it's not one of them.
But if because, you're going out of your way to go to a pub that produces bad bangers and mash, then like who are you?
Like, what if you just go to a pub and it just happens that they have?
You can
also,
tell.
I don't think we can talk about this on air. Going
no.
to a pub?
No, I feel like that's allowed.
No, yeah. You can go to a pub and have a completely sober time there.
And now we're branching into what we can't talk about. And with that, Maggie, would you like to intro
yes,
your
okay.
song of the week?
So I was looking through my...
Oh, man.
I was looking through my, like, Wrapped 2019
oh, yeah,
playlist.
That did come out this
oh,
week.
Yeah,
yes.
We have to,
And this is a song that my good friend, Ananya Prakash, recommended to me, and I just like it. It's very relaxing.
Ananya, like in our house?
No, Ananya from my home.
Okay. I just imagined her coming up to you recommending a song. And it made me so happy.
I can't just picture that.
Yeah.
Joy. She brings so much joy into my life.
Anyway.
That feels so bad for her. She's been like asking like specifically, I don't know if it's me, mm-hmm. just like for like information that I just can't give her. Like, do you know if the SMFA is open right now? I'm like, I don't know yet. I want to be able to tell you.
We should know that.
No, but it was like a Sunday at like 8. It was not 8 in the morning. I was not up at 8 in the morning. It's like 3 p.m. I'm like,
but
I don't
yeah, it was,
know.
The SMFA? The SMFA is open, like, all the time.
Well, she should have ran into you. She should have ran into you.
You can just
we go
show
to school
up
there.
At SMFA, no matter when it is.
But I don't know. It was a Sunday, and it was the day where they were cleaning everything. I didn't know.
Oh, then maybe not. But I
yeah.
don't know.
I think there's also certain equipment that you definitely can't use without people there.
Like, oh, she didn't ask me that. She asked.
Oh,
if
it was open. She
you
wanted to know. If she
could
get...
like, I've
I'm sorry. I distracted
at, like,
us. I distracted us
times,
guys. Oh. I should not have opened my mouth. Song.
This is so slow by Yuno. Sorry for the long.
All right, here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
So that was a song.
Twas.
A song.
Mm-hmm.
One that was your song of the week. Can you say the name of that song again?
That was So Slow by You Know.
What an exciting song.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am here to read a thing. As per usual, I will not be speaking as Emma, but as the person that possesses me every once in a while. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to go to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. That was so perfect. Whoever wrote this wanted it to be read in this voice. Anyways, specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do.
Thank you. In a more serious note, please donate.
Mm-hmm.
If you can. Although, we don't get any of that money. So maybe don't. Maybe.
But what?
Maybe Venmo us directly.
In a way, we do get some of that money.
I'm sorry, we just switched from being like, please donate. Wait a second. I'm not personally receiving any of that cash.
I just had a moment where I was like, I am in need of money. So if you.
You know who else is in need of money? Like, people starving. Like,
this is also true.
Or, like, the fact that this radio station literally is, like, falling apart.
That is also a very valid point. So, if you do feel like giving, you should give to WMFO. It's on the website.
Or to me, Annabelle Nee.
Or to me, my Venmo is.
See, this is the thing. In Canada, sorry, this is a visceral change. You have this thing called, like, mail transfer. Like, you just need someone's email, and you can give them money.
Oh, what? That's kind of nice.
Ooh. It's so much nicer. I was, like, that's why, like, it was so much easier for me to give money back home. Because yeah. It's like Google Pay.
Huh.
But we don't have that here.
I mean, we have, like, things like Quick Pay.
No, but it's not the same. You have to make some other accounts. Sorry, I was going to cuss, and I didn't.
Good for you.
Like,
no, well, I mean, QuickPay is, like, through your bank, so...
Yeah, but I don't want to have to contact BMO. I don't want them knowing what I'm doing.
That's fair. I respect that.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Anyway, we have Emma's song of the week coming up.
Well, I'd like to preface it.
Please
so,
do.
On the subject of the Spotify Unwrapped, which I think is very cool,
yeah.
Also... terrible because it reminds you of everything that you did this year.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, 2019 was like, at least like the first half of 2019 was a terrible year.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a bad year. I'm enjoying everything, but September is only like one quarter of the year, so everything else is just like my whole playlist is just dominated by like hype up music that I would use to get me out of bed. And like, it's all Kanye. So I was like, I can't play anything from my 2019 playlist because I don't really have any emotional connection to it at this moment. Which I do, obviously, but I don't know if What a Man by Salt and Pepper is really
What a man,
the mood.
What a man, what a man, what a man, good man.
Thank you. Also, I but what I was going to say is it also mainly just caused me to go back to my 2017
Ooh.
Unwrapped, which was two whole years ago, and it was probably the happiest I've ever been in my life. No, that's not true. I was like sporadically happy, but I had a very distinct vibe to my playlists, which was like soft, like acoustic indie.
And
there is something about that I miss a little bit, about like sort of like a cohesiveness to my music taste. Now it's like I'll be listening to, like, if I were to listen to my Discover Weekly, it'll go from like lo-fi to like throwback rap to 70s like surfer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's a lot more eclectic, which is good. I mean, like, I like lots of different things. But there was a point in my life where it was a lot more cohesive. This is a really long...
Do you want to say the name of the song?
Anyways, but there's this one band that I've probably, like... I would say almost, like, sparked my, like, interest in music. It's called Florist.
Cool.
And it's, like, this one girl who does a lot of, like, composition herself. Anyways, the song is called I Was, because I was thinking about all the things that I was in 2017. Wow, she's smart.
Here we go. Thoughtful. Ready.
Now I'm not afraid. I thought it was.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't monitor that quite right, and my song started playing, which is my bad.
No, I knew it was coming up at the end. I should have picked up on that.
Wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so that was I Was by Florist. It's a real good one. It's a bop.
It is a good one. And our final segment of this morning, which we have to speed round through, is This Week in Our Dual Degree Lives, which is interesting because it's finals week. So what's going on with y'all?
I finished up a pair of pants for my weaving class. You saw them.
They're very cool.
I love them. They're very cool. Because my final weaving project was this all-white outfit, with a pair of scrubs that I had essentially like screen printed onto. And I was very excited about this, except I got to the SMFA in the morning and I was like, you know what? I need a coffee. I'm done. And as I was in class, my coffee lid came undone and I spilled coffee down the front of my all-white shirt and a little bit on my pants, you know, a little bit caught on the stomach of the pants.
Very sad.
And so I just had a coffee stain on my project. I was distraught. But then I ran into my friend Natalie in the hallway and I was like, Natalie, look at me. And Natalie's such a mom. And she was like, you know what I have? I have a Tide stick. So she took me into the bathroom. She gave me her Tide stick.
Aww.
She helped me de-stain. And it was lovely. A great experience. Shout out to Natalie. She's great. What a mom. Anyway.
I love.
Yes. What's in everybody else's dual degree lives at the moment?
that was very eloquent. I went to the SMFA. My brain is processing what to say right now. It was my final for my virtual reality class, and so we just kind of watched everyone's videos, and I went to the SMFA and edited my video 30 minutes before class. Mm-hmm. And I regret that because I wish I'd been able to like see it before I showed it before the class. But I was like, we don't have time for that. Uh-huh. But everyone liked it. It's a moving piece. Like, I'm happy with where it ended up. I think that it is like something definitely that, like, if I were to edit a little bit more, I might submit to the media arts.
Oh yeah,
do that.
Put on the wall.
That'd be so cool.
Yes, I think so. I don't know. I like it. I think that it's something. And it just needs to be a little bit crisper in terms of CRISPR.
Oh.
Hey. Sorry, we talked a lot about CRISPR. yeah, I am talking too much. I'm just sleepy.
That's fair. All right, I'll take over. I had my oil painting final this week. And the final verdict on my oil painting class is that I'm really glad that I took it. And I probably will oil paint again in the future.
Nice!
But never in the format that I had to paint.
No, it's terrible. It's the reason why I dropped, like, that, like, observational painting class that I was in. It's because, like, I know that I like to paint with so much more time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I really enjoyed the things that I made, and I really enjoyed my final product, which was talking about food systems and food insecurity and this sort of idea of environment and the American landscape, which it was something I love to talk about and make art about, which is why I think I ended up liking it. Mm-hmm. But I did not enjoy the class, like, at the beginning because it was difficult and not fun and kind of hard. But it did teach me how to paint, which I'm happy for. And,
nice.
Yeah.
And you brought home a very cool painting.
Yeah, we have a McDonald's bag in our room now that's 2 foot by 3 foot, and I don't know what to do with it because I need to get it home, but I don't know how.
We tried to hang it.
Take it off at stretcher bars.
I don't know how to do that. You're going to have to show me how to do that, but I'll do that.
Yeah, no, I can do that for you. I just need to make sure it's dry before I do that.
It's pretty much dry. It'll be dry.
Pretty much dry is not.
It'll be dry soon.
Because otherwise it will get warped.
Yes, so.
But you just need to know that, like, when you take it home. Anyways, I don't need to be talking about this on air. I don't know. I'm just so tired. I wasn't processing. I'm like,
figure it out. And with that, I'm going to play my song, which is not from my Spotify Wrapped, only because I've played all songs from my Spotify Wrapped already on air.
You cannot have played all of them.
The ones that I would want to play, I've played my top three songs.
Everything else is explicit.
No! Oh my god, I was going through my Spotify Wrapped to look at stuff, and it was that was a genuine problem I came across.
I just personally find that funny when I'm thinking about Annabelle.
No, actually, none of the songs on my Spotify Wrapped.
I know.
That's
why I laughed. That's why I had to laugh when I made it.
I just didn't feel like playing any of them, and also I've been wanting to play the song on air, and since it's the last show of the semester, I figured I'd play it. Whoa, words. But if you have a chance, check out Andrew Bird on your own. I listened to 73 hours of him.
So technically this is related to Spotify
Wrapped. This year, I'm talking about it. This is not on my Spotify Wrapped. But I'm saying that if you do want to listen to Andrew Bird, check him out because he's my favorite. This is not by Andrew Bird. This is by Bird Talker. So
there was a lead in. There's a tenuous connection.
There's a tenuous connection. I wanted to talk about Spotify Wrapped. And anyway, I really like the song. I've been doing a lot of meta thinking. I don't know why. There's no reason for me to be doing so, but I think this song...
Is there ever a reason for anyone to be doing so? It just kind of happens.
It just kind of happens. You just kind of get a little bit meta for a couple weeks. Anyway, this was in the midst of my meta phase. I think it's very interesting. Has some fun points to make. It's called Auto-Domesticated Animal. And by Bird Talker. Here we go.
Inside. domesticated animal. Ain't it beautiful the way she speaks her mother's mind?
Yeah, I know. I did it correctly, right, guys?
Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, the song ends a little bit before the time stamp ends, so it makes it a little bit difficult. Well, yeah, that was
life is full of mysteries,
animal.
Surprises, and unexpected happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was a very good
Confucius.
Song.
That's Confucius, right?
I appreciate that.
I don't have no.
I was wondering if I could trick you guys.
Not. We were just talking about how this show is just... I came up with this, that...
I didn't come up with it. Maggie came up with this.
That it's just word association.
Normally, I would totally take the credit, pretend like I did say that.
And you know that I wouldn't do anything about it. I'm too much of a pushover to... I'd be like, yep, that was it.
No.
It was Maggie who said that this show, we're all so delirious that it's just word association.
Yeah.
We just talk. But it's fun.
No, mm-hmm. But isn't that where the best things
yeah,
come
I think
from?
That's where our genius shines
yeah.
through.
No, because, I'm sure Einstein discovered relativity through word association.
I doubt that. We were just noting that we have more listeners than usual. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your viewership.
Mm-hmm. Although it might have been by accident.
It might have been by accident because it's still really early.
No, I think that it's just people that leave the radio playing all night. I've thought about this.
Oh.
Because I'm like, there's no way that someone got up at 6 in the morning and turned on Tufts Mobile Stream.
Yeah, well,
I mean, obviously, that's a lovely thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I just see that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I've mm-hmm. rationalized it by saying that there's probably someone right now who fell asleep listening to Tufts Radio, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting because normally we have the same amount of listeners
mm-hmm.
every week. It's 11 to 14 usually, but today we have 18,
mm-hmm.
which is shockingly high.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I mean, my aunt did listen to, a Tufts radio show consistently on her way to work for, a couple of weeks before realizing that it was affiliated with Tufts. When I told her that I was doing radio and that it was 91.5 FM, and she was like, I listen to 91.5 FM.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, she says she likes it because it's just gals having a chat. Which is...
That's what we're doing.
It was actually us. that's my dream world.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Came out in 2012.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It feels
what?
Old. No, but I remember being 11, when mm-hmm. it came out. I remember
what?
Being, yeah. very young.
I think
yeah,
we were
I was
all
going
the
to
perfect
summer camp.
Age.
Yeah, no.
To consume Pitch Perfect.
Yes, exactly.
That's why we love
it
so much.
Correct age to consume Pitch
yeah.
Perfect. You phrase that correctly.
Yeah, it's just edgy enough that as an 11 or 12 year old, you're like, yeah, I'm cool.